This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer Geo, coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Yankees continue to play baseball after a big win last night at the stadium. Gerrit Cole gets another opportunity here against Jack Flaherty. Game five tonight. So you got all three games at Yankee Stadium, which is a good thing for the Yankees and their bottom line, who spent a lot of time talking about the game. And that's a Volpe. And also Austin Capobianco ripping the ball out of Mookie Betts' glove last night. We have not heard from Austin. We did get in touch with multiple family members of Austin, but Austin might be holding out for like the top dollar. He might be that type of guy. Like, you want to talk to me? Everybody's after me now. I got the Post on my ass. I got WFAN over here. The Athletic's been knocking on the door. I got Andrew Marchand living in a shed behind my house. Like, whoever gives me the most money is, you know, he's probably thinking like, hell, like, look what happened to the Hoctua girl. Look exactly what's going on with that family in Costco with their son, the Rizzler. Like, I can make a whole freaking career out of this thing.
Do you think that if this were a Met fan doing it at Citi Field, he'd be throwing out the first pitch tonight?
If he was purple and fat, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if he's going to the game tonight. I'm assuming he is. And if he is, it is a story, and Fox has got to show it.
Yeah.
I mean, just for like, you know, 30 seconds, whatever. The guy made a jackass out of himself, and you know, it's hilarious.
I mean, right here in slow motion, when he gets the ball out, as people watch it on CBS Sports Center, and it goes in, he's like, right there, like, he's watching the ball. it's just unbelievable.
It's perfect. Well, there's a lot to talk about, but I will say this again, and I know you guys make fun of me, and it's Captain Obvious and everything else, and I'm serious. I mean, there are moments, and Aaron Judge, unfortunately, is going through a kind of a moment right now, but he did get a hit in an RBI last night, which was good. But, you know, this is a moment for Gerrit Cole. And I, you know, we said it in game one, and I thought he performed, and Aaron Boone pulled him out of the game early in a lot of our minds, especially after what happened after he did pull him out.
Yeah, I think it makes it so the point of him needing to step up, I think, grows because of the circumstances that we've already seen in this series, meaning that he didn't fight to stay in the game in game one, and he didn't come back on short rest when the team was up against elimination last night and they threw out Luis Hill. So, like, okay, you came out early. No problem with the 80-something pitches. You didn't want to come back on short rest. Now you're here. Regular rest. Game five. If you go out and poop the bed here, then that's a disaster for
him. And here comes the first pitch right down the middle of the Shohei Ohtani. See if he can hit it. The same thing. You know, and this is what he's all about. He's a bulldog. That's the way he's supposed to be. And that's the kind of performance that I would expect from him if I were his manager, if I were his general manager, and I were the owner of the team. This is your moment. Go out there and live up to everything that we think that you are and that you've actually proven to us that you are.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah, why don't you ask me this?
At what point would you truly believe that the Yankees could pull this off? Now, obviously, they'd have to win tonight, go back to L.A., but at what point in that game six, can you envision a scenario where you're like, holy hell, this could actually happen?
You're asking the wrong guy there, because I'm not thinking about game six right now. I'm thinking about game five. I'm thinking about one pitch, one at bat, one inning.
I'll answer my own question.
Yes, you can answer your
I'll
own
answer
question.
My own question. And I was going to anyway. But I think if the Yankees win tonight decisively, and Aaron Judge is a big part of it as well, and then they come out and they score like three in the top of the first in game six, then I'll be like, oh boy, this is a train that is barreling downhill right now, and you better watch out. But I don't believe that's going to happen. I think you got to even if they win tonight,
I still think they go back to L.A. My original prediction was Dodgers
and six. You got Rodon on the mound. And they got Yamamoto on the mound, who basically shut you down. But then again, you know, Yamamoto, the second time around,
it was Flaherty. So it was Flaherty the first time, shut him down, and they looked awful. And then the second time was game five at Citi Field, and they smacked him right out of the game.
Okay.
So you never know.
I mean, but that's the point. I mean, like, the thing is that going into that, the Yankees have to be favored going into tonight's game.
I would imagine so. I just want to see how much.
Yes.
Brum, 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 brum. A FanDuel sports book.
You have to understand something. You know, you know, the Yankees have a rich history. These players.
Shut up. I don't know what you're going to say next, but just shut up.
Yankees. And you heard Jazz Chisholm talking about it. Like, he knows. And they want to add to that history.
Yeah, Yankees are minus 142.
Okay, so there you have it. But, you know, they'll go back to, if they win and they go back to L.A., they'll be the underdog.
Let's go to Jason in Lindenhurst. What's going on, Jason?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thanks. What's up?
Austin's a hero in my book. If the Yankees win this series, come back from, you know, three games down, this guy's got to be hailed as a hero. He didn't assault anybody. That guy before has got to be kidding me. He acts like he took brass knuckles out and started punching the guy for the ball in his glove. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah.
That guy also won't be on the first float in the parade.
And he should be. We're starved for a championship. Let's go. Let's rally this thing.
Yeah, I mean, most Yankee fans, Jason, thanks for the call. Most Yankee fans are like that guy of that age. The 20 and 30-year-old Yankee fan. He's their leader. He's the mascot.
Yeah, but the 50 and older Yankee fan's not going to like that. You know that.
I know, but I'm talking.
They're going to say that, you know, it's embarrassing. They make us look like jackasses. You know how fan bases are, like, about stuff like this?
You know, I have the Evan picture there, the Pied Piper of the loser net fan.
Yes.
You know, and he's sitting there and he's got all his loser net fans behind him as he's playing his little pipe. Like, Austin Capobianco is the, you know, the Pied Piper of the Goomba Yankee fan.
All right, the Goomba Yankee fan, yes, but not all Yankee fans.
But
I'm just telling you, I know Yankee fans in my life that are so disgusted by what that looked like. I know it.
The Goomba grabber.
I know it. I know it.
There's
for a fact.
There's got to be t-shirts already. It's got to be.
There should be.
I mean,
if he goes to the game tonight, this will be a real telltale sign for me. Okay?
Okay.
He goes to the game tonight.
Yeah.
And the bleacher creatures start chanting his name.
Oh, my God.
In a roll call.
See, it's that Austin Capobianco's a long one. So they're going to have to go like, Capobianco, right?
That's yes. The way to do it. Yes.
Because Austin Capobianco, that's too long. Yeah, that would be if he gets a part of the roll call. Maybe they know him. Maybe there's a bunch of the bleacher creatures that know him. Season ticket holder. He's sort of in, you know, he's not too far away from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe. Steve in Howard Beach. What's going on, Steve?
That guy is a legend. That guy will be a legend going forward for everybody in the age groups of 20 to 50. What that guy did last night is he fought for the city. That example was a fight for this city, this team. Furthermore, he's going to have a lineup of sponsors, and I would be his first sponsor in a heartbeat. Watch, that guy's going to make big bucks on this entire event.
Well, he better, Steve, and he better capitalize on it now. Like, he's like to me, if he was smart, he would have not gone to bed last night. He would have done every interview in the world. He would have hired a marketing guy because there's a chance that it's all over.
Get Sammy Steinlein tonight on it.
Yeah, Sammy Steinlein would put a face on a cupcake and send it out to every media outlet.
Yes.
I mean, because it could all be over tonight. So he needed to capitalize on this 24 hours for him.
And I tell you, if they win tonight, man, and your assessment like Judge starts heating up a little bit, Cole goes out there, throws a strong seven innings, Weaver comes in, shuts the door in the ninth, boom, and they're on their way to L.A. Mm. Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'm going back to Cali. You know that one?
left going, my wallet going. In El Segundo. Left my, is Cali, that one you're talking about?
No, there's another Biggie one. No, because I know you're big on Biggie. We just did the 10 crack commandments.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But
Biggie, can't you see? Yeah. Okay. I got you.
I'm going back to Cali. I actually was hoping they were going to play that.
I left my wallet in El Segundo.
Because they do such a great job at the Met games of putting on a show. And I was really hoping, like, when they finally got that final out in game five, that they would that would come over the loudspeaker. I'm going back to Cali. Let's go to Sean in Westbrook, Connecticut. What's going on, Sean?
Hi there. I was listening. You guys were talking about the fan who was interfering with Paul with the with Mookie Betts. I'm going to talk about the Rizzo play by the net late in the game. Did you see that when he had to jump up and hit the ball to hit the net and he got the out? What I want to know is it illegal if a fan like the Yankee fans were really adept and smart if they get more inches of room so that the ball wouldn't hit the net before
he caught it. All right, Sean, I can barely hear you. It sounds like you set the phone down and ran away 100 yards and are yelling into it. I think what you're saying is if fans had a coordinated effort to manipulate the net when a player is going into the net, could they do that?
Could they help him and give him more room? I guess they could.
Just all grab that, it at once?
Would that be, but would that be a... would that be against the Yankees? Like, in other words, they wouldn't allow the out to happen if that happened?
How could you?
I don't know if there's a rule for that.
Yeah.
Fan engagement?
I mean, I think that's smart. I think that's very smart. What they do? Like, see the foul pop. All right, everybody go. Grab a piece. And then go. Pull all the way back.
Would you see this from the umpire? That's that fan engagement sign?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. It's a good question. We got to get an old umpire on the line. What's Angel Hernandez doing these days?
Where's my man Randy Myers?
I don't know. I have no where any of these guys.
He's a great ump.
Mark in Woodbridge. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Good. I just want to say I kind of miss Carton, but I think you do an excellent job with the boom.
Oh, thanks. I've only been here for 7 years.
No. I know. I never call it.
It's all good, Mark. What do you got for us?
No, I'm just laughing because I don't think those guys did a good job because you're entitled to that ball once it goes into the stand. They should have caught it, and then Mookie wouldn't have been able to even catch the ball. Am I wrong? That ball was in the stands.
No, I don't think it was fully in the stands. I mean, I think it was definitely like right on the line there, but... I mean, you know, the problem was, like, there's not an angle that's, like, directly down where the barrier is from the field and the stands and the wall. It's really hard
and
to
plus,
say.
I feel like, you know, where Austin was standing, like, could he have reached higher than where Mookie's glove was? It looked like initially they stayed away to let him make a play.
Yeah.
And then it was after the play was made, that's when he tried to rip the ball out.
You know, it's funny because most of the videos I've seen now since this happened, like it's all like once it's slow motion once the glove was in the stands. I don't feel like I've seen the original since then, since the actual watching of it live. Right?
Yeah.
Like so the one that CBS Sports Network has played for the most part is already when the glove is in the stands and is ripping it out.
I the one guy in the white Yankee top there.
So they he tried to put his hand out there.
What happens if the ball hits him, the guy in the white jersey? See what I'm saying? Like whatever he's doing right there.
Well,
with his hand.
Right. He's saying this is our line, and yeah.
Well, you know, then grab the ball then. Why didn't he?
I think he
didn't attempt to catch the ball because it looked like Mookie caught the ball right next to his face.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, Kohler makes a decent point.
That ball almost hit that guy in his face. He turned his face away from the ball. So
probably saw what happened to that poor lady, Jeannie Bouchard. It's like, I'm not going to be the next one.
Yeah, but man, wouldn't you want a ball from Jeannie Bouchard?
I wouldn't break my face for it. But yeah. It's a good point. Be more aggressive on the ball. Don't let it get into his glove. Period. All right,
Boomer. That would not. They couldn't call fan interference at that point because the fan is not in the field to play. The fan is staying right where he is.
Right.
I mean, he could have went up and actually caught the ball because he's inside where the fans are supposed to be. He's not leaning over the wall.
Correct.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry is back, has another update and moment of the day. What's up, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Backs against the wall last night for the Yankees, down 3-0, facing elimination and the end of their season. And instead, we got quite the opposite.
Hudson deals, swung on and hit in the air to left field and deep. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Anthony Volpe put a charge in one. A grand slam to left field, and the Yankees now take a 5-2 lead.
And that was John Sterling with the call.
That's the Volpe.
Yes, it was. He came up with a big night, also stretched a single into a double. Here was Volpe after the game, running around the bases. That swing, how cool was that?
I think I pretty much blacked out as soon as I saw it go over the fence. But, no, we just want to keep putting pressure on him. And I think everyone had confidence in everyone in the lineup that someone was going to get the big hit. And we've been having such good at-bats and putting such good swings on the ball that, I mean, we just felt like it was only a matter of time.
And finally have something to show for it, and it was the bottom of the order that really came through. Also, Austin Wells homered in this game. Aaron Judge had an RBI single, and yes, Gleyber Torres a 3-run homer in the eighth. Here was Juan Soto. How about Volpe and Wells doing what they did?
Without them, we wouldn't be where we are right now. So I think they are a huge part of the team. They, like I said before, we need every single guy in that lineup. So they've been showing out today, and I hope they keep doing it because they're setting the table for the big guys to come up clutch.
And I played Jazz Chisholm last hour with Susan, talking about how they believe they're the team that can do this, being down, you know, 0-3. It's never been done in the World Series, coming back and winning it. Well, here he was with Susan again. There is no quit in this team.
No, we don't ever do that. We don't hang our heads until the game's over. You know what I mean? We're going to be out here playing until we can't play anymore. So, I mean, for me, that means everything. The boys are going to keep on coming out and fighting, and that's what we do. We fight.
And they do live to play another day. I mentioned Susan. She was in the booth when you had this foul ball down the right field line with John.
So Betts went right into the corner in the wall. Let's look, Susan.
Well, he's got the ball, and a fan took it right out of his glove. You can see it. He's got his glove in his hand. The fan in a Yankee uniform is prying the ball out of Mookie's glove. This guy should be kicked out of this game.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, my goodness.
And see, it was still, the ball still was in the field of play when he caught it. The fan would have had to totally reach over to, so, I mean, it wasn't fully in the stands yet.
If they could just play it one more time, then I could see, because the ball from the other angle looks like it almost hits the Yankee fan in the white jersey in the face. Let me just see this.
3-2-1.
That's close. I mean, if you're a true Yankee fan, you stick your face in there.
And what did you say? A woman got hit in the face?
Well, Gio did.
Yeah. Jeannie Bouchard, the tennis player, got a foul ball last night. She was sitting behind home plate, and she was excited to have the foul ball, and then she realized that it ricocheted off a woman's face, and she was bleeding from her eyeball. So she quickly took an Instagram picture of her with the ball and then handed the ball to the woman who was being carried out by medics.
These balls are stroked.
After she posted on social media.
Well, after she took the picture. She said, let me get the picture with the ball before I lose
the
ball.
The woman wasn't, like, dying. I mean, she was.
Do we know how she is now?
We don't.
We hope that she's okay. We knew that she was under duress, but, like, dude, I don't know. Jeannie wanted to make sure that everybody knew that she got the ball. And then she gave the ball to the woman that got hit in the face with the
consolation prize.
Yeah. Ouch.
Listen, I'm glad Jeannie Bouchard is posting on Instagram. That's what I'm glad she's putting herself out
there. I understand. As for, not the Braves, the Dodgers, here is Freddie Freeman. He did homer again, second inning.
Obviously felt good after that first inning. I'll look back on it after, hopefully when we get this thing done tomorrow. But pretty cool, obviously. Hopefully I can keep it going tomorrow.
And he says, get this thing done tomorrow. That's going to be against Gerrit Cole. Here's Alex Verdugo. He says, let's go win this thing. We got our guy on the mound.
Yeah, we're in a good spot. That's our ace. You know, we like it. We like our chances with him up there. And it'll be our second time seeing Flaherty. So, there's going to be no easy games here, but we like that matchup, and we just got to go out there and handle business.
Cole and Flaherty on the fan tonight. Same deal. Win and continue, although Game 6 would be in Los Angeles. Lose, and the Dodgers will be World Series champions. Reports say the White Sox hiring Will Venable as their new manager. Couple of moments here on, I know you don't care about them, but the Nets have actually been kind of fun. They did lose in overtime to the Nuggets, 144-139. The line of Nikola Jokic last night, 29 points, 18 rebounds, and 16 assists.
So how is that fun for the Nets?
I said they've been playing a fun brand of basketball.
Oh, okay.
The fact that they lost sucks, but they have been fun to watch so far. Even the loss in Atlanta, they played really well. And Cam Thomas last night at 26, Dennis Schroeder at 28 and 14 assists. All right, the Jets play the Texans tomorrow night. Houston will be shorthanded. Steph Diggs done for the season with a torn ACL. First things first with the Jets. We played this earlier. This is Aaron Rodgers thanking Thomas Morstead, and because of him, he feels great with this new concoction that he's using.
Timo gave me a little fountain of youth. He said he's been taken for a while. All legal, of course. I've been kind of gassing him up. That's why I've been feeling a little bit better. But he's been taking like cayenne pepper and water. So he gave me some before the game. Felt pretty good.
And you made a great point off there afterwards. They still lost the game, though.
Yeah, he's like, I felt great during the game with his cayenne pepper and water. He wants you to give some to Sauce Gardner.
That's a fair point.
Jesus.
Here is, with them at 2-6, here's Rodgers' message to the Jet fan.
Just smile, show up. Trust, believe, and root us on as hard as you can. We need that noise, and we're trying to rectify this as quickly as possible. I know it's been frustrating for everybody, but still a lot of season left.
Yeah, you should have stopped at wreck and not put defy on the end of it, because that's what you're doing.
I like nothing. Nothing signifies the Jet fan more than trust and believe.
Yeah, trust, believe, smile, ooh, cheer.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Jeff Ulbrich, interim head coach, how things are looking on the offensive end?
I feel like there's parts of the offense that have improved. You know, I felt like the run game is, especially the last two or three weeks, is better. Still got a long way to go, for sure. I feel like protection's been better. I feel like there's been a lot of things improved. Are we where we need to be? Absolutely not. But I think the trajectory is in the right direction.
Every press conference, I feel like he's just about like so close to going, guys, I can't do this anymore. I can't do it. I'm done. I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson. This is not for me.
It's not fun. Here was C.J. Stroud. Life without Steph Diggs now.
It sucks. You know, it's not easy. It's not, you know, something that I just can have a whole bunch of words for. I just hoping, you know, and just trying to just wrap my mind around, you know, what happened, but it's tough. You know, you can't really try. You try to think positively about it, but, you know, it's not a bunch of positive thoughts, and I just really feel bad for him.
I would think so, and feel bad for them as well. The Giants faced the Commanders on Sunday, so a couple of things from Brian Daboll yesterday. Number one, after looking at the tape, how did he think Daniel Jones played in Pittsburgh?
Made some good decisions, made some good checks. You know, I thought he pushed the ball down the field and gave our guys some opportunities to make, which, you know, that was a great throw to Slay, and a couple good throws to Malik. And, you know, he's been working hard on that, and I think that showed.
And now CBS Sports Network just showed the two-point conversion, so he was asked, was that his fault? What happened there?
Daniel did the right thing. He saw what he needed to see, a little bit of a surprise play, if you will, surprise formation. And, you know, he saw the look. Again,
you're laughing.
Surprise!
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, what?
And then he was asked about no flag on the punter thing. Here's the question and the answer.
At any point in the game, did you go up to the referee and say, how is that not running into the punter?
Yeah, I have a lot of conversations with officials. I'll keep those private. But whatever they call is what they call. We got to be ready to play the next play.
I mean, that's so he doesn't get fined. There's no way he feels that way.
yeah, I can't put words into his mouth, but I think he's always been that way. You know, he's been very matter of fact about things that are out of his control, and he doesn't want to use it as any sort of excuse. And I don't blame him. I think he answers questions very carefully. I think the part of his answering is actually refreshing, and I think most of the time he's honest with you. Like he told you that Daniel didn't do the right thing on the TJ Watt strip sack, and Daniel owned up to it. So that part of it, you got to appreciate that part of it from him. But I also appreciate him saying, look, I'm not going to get into a fight over a call that I didn't think or that I thought should have been called that wasn't. That's all.
And one other thing from basketball I forgot to mention, the Sixers play the Pistons tonight. Joel Embiid will not play again. And reading all the stuff in Philly this morning, they're getting a little angry down there because...
But is he legitimately hurt or what's going on? Has he played at all?
Not yet, no. I don't believe he has.
So then maybe he's legitimately hurt?
Well, I think the problem is they're getting mixed messages from Daryl Morey and Nick Nurse. I don't think one seems to know what the other side's doing. So,
I mean, aren't
a lot of confusion down there. You would think so, yes. You would think that they are in the same building. And then from the NHL, the Rangers did lose to the Capitals 5-2. A couple of goals from Alex Ovechkin. The Ducks beat the Islanders 3-1. The Isles right back at it tonight in Columbus. And the Devils visit Vancouver. All right, moment of the day. It's a little long, so I do apologize for that. But I kind of mixed a bunch of stuff together. Brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. Yeah! Right, I'm going to call these moments of the day, and I'm going to call it Nobody Safe. So this starts with confirming me for golf today, despite the fact that Boomer's canceled me twice. Then it gets into some baseball thoughts, and then a caller insult, and then Eddie strikes yet again. Catch all that?
Of course you're playing because we're down by you, and you don't have like something that you didn't remember.
Actually, I did. No, I actually had a haircut that I have to reschedule. Is that going to be okay? I do go every other Wednesday.
Jerry sucks.
Thank you.
That's not me. That's Eddie. You know, he's a good guy, and, you know, he killed us many times with the Atlanta Braves, and actually couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
F you, you pig.
Jesus, Jerry.
You're saying something nice about Freddie Freeman, Jerry. It's a weird time for you to lash out.
What's up, Bull?
Hey, good morning, guys. Before I get to my point, did I hear Recco say he canceled a haircut for today's golf? He actually pays somebody to give him that Eddie Munster-looking hairdo? But anyway.
Dare I say it, it's Gerrit Cole's biggest start in his Yankee career. This is it.
What makes you say that?
I don't know. Maybe it's game 5 of the World Series. Maybe that's why I would say that. This is why you have paid him all the money that you have paid him.
Well, thank you, Captain Obvious.
Hang with it for a second. Because Eddie will strike.
We are talking sports. I figured that'd be a good thing to say. I'm sorry.
I gotta be honest, I didn't see that coming.
Well... I kind of did just because when I did the whole sarcastic, what makes you say that? And he started doing a jiggle. And then he's jiggling a search. And I was like, yes. There's something coming. Here I didn't know it was going to be that.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Moments of the day.
All right. Good stuff, Jerry. Thank you. We will see you later today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
So I guess I got to ask you, what do you think about tonight?
Man, it's funny because I originally picked the Dodgers in 6. Then the Yankees are down 2-0, and I'm like, man, I really feel like the Yankees are going to hit in game 3. They don't. So then in game 4, I'm like, they're going to get swept. Forget it. They're done. They're going to get swept. And then they end up hitting in game 4. So whatever I think is going to happen probably isn't going to happen. So I will say that this will be a great game. Like game 1, but this time it'll be the Yankees walking it off.
Okay.
And we're going to be going back to Kelly.
You know, which to me wouldn't be a surprise at all, but I just, like I said, I was rooting for Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone because you know, the privileged Yankee fan out there is just insane. And, you know, they're going to want somebody's scalp at the end of this. If things don't go, at least get better. Let's just say, let's get better. And getting better would mean winning today, bringing it back. And if they could force a game seven somehow, it would be amazing. But you got to take care of business tonight. And that's why I was saying earlier, and I wasn't trying to be funny or anything. This is the biggest spot for Gerrit Cole. He's got to come through. We keep talking about Aaron Judge. This is another spot for one of your high-priced players to prove that he belongs, you know, with the Yankee history and the opportunity that he has. How many times has John Smoltz said, you know, for Anthony Volpe, this is a Derek Jeter moment?
Well, he finally got it last night, without a doubt, with the grand slam and played some great defense. And he can somehow stay hot. That would be amazing. But the other thing we talked about is we got to get... I think the only way that Aaron Judge gets going is if Brandon Tierney finally gives up on him.
Okay, see, that's your thought. So Brandon's got to open the show today.
Given up totally on Aaron Judge. And the reason why I say this is yesterday when our show ended, I leave the studio. We had a little bit of a closed door meeting with the architect talking about the family.
Yep.
And then I go and in the bathroom and I hear over the loudspeaker BT talking about, that's a Volpe. He's talking about Volpe, and he goes, you know, I've gotten to the point now, I've been waiting to say this, and I'm going to do it now. I don't think he's ever going to be good. And they said he was texting with a baseball coach and how he's so easy to get out, and it's just never going to happen for him. He just doesn't have it. And then he goes out and has the night of his life, and he's taking pictures with him and Derek Jeter wearing that Yankee uniform. Grand slam. Gave the Yankees a moment at home. Been 15 years since they'd been there. And so I think the way to get Aaron Judge going is BT right at 10 o'clock. Listen, this guy's never going to hit. I'm done with him. He's never going to get a big hit in the postseason. I would think about trading him in the offseason. I don't think he's ever going to do it. Doesn't have the guts. Yeah, he'll probably go four for four with four homers.
But he's got to be genuine about it.
Does he?
Yeah, because there's a genuineness to when BT goes off on something.
Yeah, of course there is. But I'm saying, I mean, he's got to feel genuine about Aaron Judge's struggles, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how could you not be? I mean, I know that a lot of people stand by him and hope and say, hey, at any moment he could be Aaron Judge. But I mean, for the most part, I mean, the guy's just getting completely overmatched and dominated.
Well, he got a base hit last night and scored an RBI, so... Okay. I think that, it's the strikeouts that are frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, it's everything with him that's been frustrating. So, yeah, that's what I think needs to happen. Is he needs to come out, trash Aaron Judge, and that'll be the thing that wakes him up.
Well, hopefully it does wake him up, and hopefully the Yankees are going back to L.A.
Well, either way, this is the last game at Yankee Stadium for 2024. That is it. This is the last time you get to go, the last time you get to enjoy everything, the last time that your favorite meal is at the stadium, or your favorite moment, or the whatever it is, the grounds crew, or whatever the hell you love doing there, the roll call, it's the last time. And they're either going to come back as champions if they win, or this will be the end of it. But
and the question is does Austin Copabianco get a roll call tonight?
That would be amazing. If he's there, he should.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to do it right at the end of the players.
You think he's going tonight?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, I saw that he was there allowed back. And he's got
all right.
Tickets.
Well, I just think that, you know, right now in his life, he's probably getting it from all sides. There's the support side.
Mm.
There's the make fun of side. There's the disgusted people.
Yeah.
You know, so I just think, like, he's probably got a lot of mixed emotions going on right now.
Indeed.
It'd be interesting to see how he is looked at the game tonight if he goes.
Yeah, so apparently, I saw the one article about him being a part of a big championship high school hockey moment in Connecticut. And someone else sent a post to me on X and said, yeah, I mean, he did have that moment. He's a great hockey player, high school hockey player in Connecticut. And I think he was Gronk's roommate at Arizona.
That would make sense.
If that is the case,
yes.
If that in any way is true, I mean, this could not be even more perfect.
We have to get Gronk, or somehow Fox has got to get Gronk to the game tonight and got to be standing out there with him.
If that is the case. Now, I don't know
if that were true.
This is just someone on X saying this. I mean, his legend continues to grow. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised that we didn't get him today. I really thought he would want to take this opportunity, but
he may be taking the high road right now, just keeping it quiet, leaving it alone.
Does he look like a high road guy?
I mean, he could get Sean Stilato or Stiletto, whatever that guy's name is.
Sean Stilato.
Stilato. So that's Tommy Cutlitz's agent.
That's right. They were at the game last night.
Right. Get him on it.
Get him here and for fun of fanf. Yeah. I mean, that's his football agent. He's got a different marketing guy. But, I mean, this is a 24 hours for him that he's got to capitalize on. Because if the Yankees lose, then the guy's done. Nobody cares. But if they win and he's a part of this turnaround, I mean, you saw what happened with the Mets and everything that they with them and how everybody became a celebrity because they were attached to the Mets run.
Yes.
Everybody, everything from the rally pimp to Grimace to Hakutua to everything. So if I were this guy, I would do it. I'd be all over it. I'd be hiring people. I'd be on this show. I'd go on a Today show. There you go. There's your side by side there. Grimace and and Austin Capobianco. Who's bigger, do you think? That Austin, he's probably a guy who gets in lots of fights.
Yeah, he does. He looks like it. Yeah, he's got the hockey thing going.
He's just probably a guy that
he looks a little bit like Sean Marash, I'm telling you. That's my initial thought.
Doesn't every Yankee fan look a little bit like Sean Marash? Like every Yankee fan that goes to the games that's around that age, like they all have a little bit. It's like the same. They all share a little bit of DNA. All of them. And that's what made this extra funny last night, is because that was the guy. It's just the same. It's the same thing you would expect. The exact thing that you would expect. Like if I, put in my mind, and the Yankee fan especially. Like, if I told you, like, in your mind, stereotypical Mets fan, do you have an image that pops in your head?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah, I don't feel like describing it. Yeah, but I do have an image. I just have an...
Let me hear.
Portly.
Okay.
Overweight.
Well, that's the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, it almost looks exactly like... our buddy Austin here.
Okay.
From Queens. Definitely from Queens.
Okay.
Mustache? I can see a mustache on a guy.
Okay.
A little sloppy. Got a beer in his hand.
Sloppy, overweight mustache.
Beer in his hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do have one. See, I don't necessarily have one. But Yankee fan, they say yes. The stereotypical Yankee fan right there. If I said stereotypical Giants fan. Yeah,
I would think that there's a stereotypical fan from every single fan base.
Yeah, but the point is that with looks wise, there is a stereotypical Yankee fan. There just is, and that guy would fit a lot of that. And the only thing he was missing was like the jersey with the tank top underneath,
with the chains,
some tattoos and some chains.
Yeah,
like that would have been the other one. But the Goomba grabber. Will he do it again tonight? If given another opportunity and he's there, does he do the same thing? I say no, because I think the Yankees are going to say, hey, we'll let you back in, but you better not pull any antics tonight, Goomba grabber. We're on to you. We appreciate you being a customer and being a season ticket holder, and you got thrown out of a playoff game, which sucks last night. You're allowed back in. But if you end up doing something like that again, sorry. Banned for life.
The Yankees are in a weird spot because that is a season ticket holder.
Yeah. And he probably, his record probably up to this point was good, probably paid his bills on time, didn't cause any incidents. So, interesting. And if he is there, Fox, well, I'm texting Burkhart. I'm saying, you better do a whole piece on this guy. You have to. Yankees are down 3-1. Make it interesting. Let's go. Let's delve deep into this dude. Let's find out if Gronk was his roommate. Let's find those highlights from Hartford high school hockey. Let's do the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a little bit over the top, I think.
I want a 30 for 30 on this.
I think it's a little over the top.
That's what I want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.